Welcome to the show, everyone. We are coming to you live on this snowy evening here on the East Coast. East Coast Q Source ground crew, boots on the ground, having a blast. Happy Q Day, evening, night, or morning, wherever you are. So Saturday is Q Day for me, or sixth coffee day. I hope everyone is just having a great time listening to the lineup of the shows today. I know I am. Homesteading and timelines and Karen from Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh, just wow, because just really the synchronicity of everything that's going on and just wow. So thank you. And I love all the callers because I learned something from each one. And then we had Robin's show, and shout out to Robin. And it's so funny because I was on my phone listening to the her show, and I decided to put on my snow boots, and we have snow here on the East Coast, and walk out to my little happy place in the little forest near my house. And right as she was talking about grounding, I mean, I had my hand just up against on a tree, and just beautiful. So it's the synchronicities are amazing. It's all happening, and I'm super excited for today's show. It's a bit of a surprise today. Okay, so just let me lay the groundwork here for today's show and how everything just came together, the synchronicities of the show and how it started, and then how that plays into today's show. So a couple years ago, I created a vision board. And yeah, I was in that crowd. I did the vision board. You know, it's just a tool. And I had this image on my vision board of a woman with doing a podcast with headphones and the microphone. And, you know, I was just like, I don't know why I have this here, but I knew I wanted to share my story, but I just didn't know how or what, how it was going to work, what, you know, the events. And in fact, I remember, I was dating a man several years ago, and he said he actually created a website for me to start sharing my story. But I just wasn't ready. He's like, Lauren, you can do so much more than sitting in this room typing all day long at a computer. And I knew it, but I just wasn't ready. It's just that divine timing. And so, you know, listening to Robin and Sunshine do their shows, I'm like, well, if they can do it, then gosh, I can do it too. And they really inspired me, to even ask the question to myself, really a radio show, Lauren? Wow. Okay. And so I remember us, pondering, am I really going to do this? Am I really going to do a radio show? And I sat on it for about a week because I want to make sure this is from my heart. And I remember listening to a show with Sunshine, Ra, and Q. And I remember exactly where I was when I was listening to this. And I heard Q asking Sunshine, so why did you decide to do the show? And, you know, Sunshine was giving her response, and And I just right then and there, I just had this, it was like sonar that went out to my heart. And I said, that's it. That was confirmation. I just knew. I didn't know the end result. I didn't know how it was all going to come together, but I just said, that's it. So I ended up, calling and talking to BBS, who, by the way, are amazing to work with. I just have nothing but wonderful things to say about BBS Radio, and they make it so easy and fun. And they're so just amazing, amazing, amazing group of individuals. So thank you, BBS. And really, it all unfolded in about a week. I got the go ahead, and I started, like working on, how am I going to do this? Writing up the bio and this and that, and finding the intro music and cue. I so know what you mean about. I mean, I love my intro music. Don't get me wrong, I love it, but I really wanted to use Steve Winwood's "Higher Love" or Huey Lewis in the News, "The Power of Love." Like, y'all can tell I'm an '80s girl, so I just love those songs. But I do love my intro music. So that's how that all unfolded. And then as I was doing the shows, I'm like, I think it'd be really cool to have a co-host or a playmate, somebody to play with. And so I asked the universe, source, my spirit. I'm like, please send me someone that, I can work with, who's just be perfect. Perfect to work with for me and my spirit. And so I remember I was in I'm in a humanitarian a group with my soul family, and y'all know who you are. And I was on Zoom, and I saw this individual on a Zoom chat. And immediately I was like, I know her. I know her. And just something about her. And so over the course of a year, I don't know how long. I can't keep the time straight anymore, thank God. We just developed this beautiful reuniting of our legacy connection as sisters. I know I share light with her. And we just, our connection just grew stronger and stronger. And we're just like two sisters chatting on the phone. I mean, I thought this was kind of funny. So one day she called me up and she was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm on, what did she say? She called me up and I was at the gym. And I said, oh, I'm on the booty builder machine. And she just started laughing. I mean, that's how I am with her. Like, I can just tell her anything. And we just laugh and have the most amazing conversations. So I'm like, okay. I can see here. I'm getting the, I don't know if I want to say signs, but my heart's just knowing. And so I remember her telling me her a story of how she had a dream of she woke up from a dream seeing two women, doing a radio show, and she actually had a name. And so without further ado, this is the synchronicities of how this all came together. And I would love to introduce this beautiful being to you. She talks the talk, she walks the walk, but she actually, guys, she doesn't walk, she floats. So, without further ado, it is my great honor and privilege to introduce to you my new float host, Zosha. Zosha, welcome.
He's so sweet. I'm just smiling sitting here. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to be here. And Lauren, you are a professional. This is what your fourth show, and you sound just commanding of your space, and you inspire me. You have inspired me. I was so proud of you when you said you got the show. because we joke that you do, dude. Like you did it. You did it. I'm more of the quieter. Well, I'm not really that quiet. It depends, but it was just inspiring. So we talked about it and I mean, you just shared it. I'm inspired. We connect and I just love really growing together with you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. So honored. Deeply respect you and have to say the burning question probably everybody wants to know is how's your booty?
Hey, I think she'll be okay with, well, I won't say it. One of my sistars, I told her this joke and she said, if you build it, they will come. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding. But I was just like, that's hilarious.
But you're not kidding. That's what's funny. I love your vivaciousness. That's one of the great qualities Lauren has. You're just vivacious. You're infectious. Your laughter. I really admire you. It's so funny.
Oh, thank
You say it
you.
like it is. That's why I was a little nervous. I mean, I always get a little nervous before coming on the radio, but when we're together in our private conversations, the language can get a little salty and very funny. And I'll just say I've cried tears of laughter. I've cried tears and I literally spit out water when Lauren said something. So it's so fun. So thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you for being here. And we have like the most amazing conversations on the phone. And then we're like, wow, man, if only we could have recorded that. Let's call up Don at BBS. And like, can we do a recording?
Oh, we know some people here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Zosha, can you tell us how you came up with your name, with that name? It's
Oh,
beautiful.
thank you so much. It actually was my childhood nickname, has been my childhood nickname, and I've always loved it. It actually felt more natural to me than my own name. My birth name is Suzanne. And it's interesting when Q spoke about words and consonants and things. Zosha, although it has the Z and the S, it feels softer. So it's just a sound. And it was my Nana's name. And she was Polish. And her name in America was Sophie. So I became Zosha because my name's similar. But Lucia one day asked me, what does it mean? I was like, oh, it just means Nana, my Nana's name. So I looked it up and like, what does it mean? Actually, it means wisdom. I was like, oh, that's sweet. So I started using it with Telegram because I felt I'd be more incognito. And then, as you know, when I call in the show, I use Suzanne because it matched my BBS information. And now I'm also Susan from New York. So I decided I love Zosha. I'm just going to stick with that. And I felt it would be hard to pronounce for people. So.
Well, I love the name Zosha. It just goes right along with you. Just flows. And
No.
I will say, I've met Zosha in person, and she is absolutely as beautiful as her harmonics are. Is I mean, I know, it's just identity, but she's absolutely stunning. And just emits this radiance of love and light and natural beauty. Please don't be upset I said that, but
Oh,
you're just gorgeous.
I'm red. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I always feel you use the word sonar. It feels like a sonar. That's what's amazing of our family getting together. It feels like a sonar. You share such beauty and such love. And I would use the same words for you, Lauren. Stunningly beautiful inside and out.
Thank
And I
you.
just love your heart.
Oh, thank you, Zosha. Thank you. So, okay. So I think Zosha, so we decided to come together to do this show and just to set the tone for the show as the float host. So the great thing about this is that there's no expectations, there's no outcomes. We are just talking like we would talk on the phone with each other and doing it from our hearts, and just we're practicing what Q and Asha and Ra have all been telling us all along, is just being in spirit, being in presence. And I do have some notes here just to keep myself on track, but Really, like I'm not an editor, I'm not a producer. I just love to connect and to share. And so that's how we were gonna the tone that we agreed to set on the show for the show. And if there's we're gonna ask each other questions, and if there's something that if we don't want to answer, then just like Q, we won't answer, and just move right along. So I feel like with that, it makes it super easy and just be in the flow, and there's no right or wrong. It just is. And being in spirit, being in the present, and Lucia had shared this with me. When I was working with her, she said, "We're moving from performance to presence." And that really resonated with
Beautiful.
me. Yeah, that really resonated with me because, I mean, we're all used to having to tap dance to, be, get a paycheck to live, to, to see I have value, see I do this versus just being. And something that I noticed about you right away, Zosia, is that you fiercely protect your connection to your source, your spirit, and just you have such a beautiful way of articulating and expressing and putting it all together in a bow, and just it's a pretty package the way that you say things. And so I would love to talk about that today, and if you wanted to share whatever you wanted to share about that on your journey.
Absolutely. We spoke about the state of being when we were chatting, and you were asking me about that on many times when we were talking about it. And you were asking me even prep for the show to talk about myself. And I thought, oh, I always used to hit up against a wall, let's say, going on an interview, and people would say, tell me about yourself. And it just felt, why am I keep hitting myself up against a wall? It just, the question was so awkward to me. I couldn't figure it out for years. Of course, I can give an answer, but it always felt like, but all of those answers are aspects of myself, but it's really not me. It's more my meat suit. I hate that term, but it's helpful. It's more of my personality. It's more of the nature of this body. It isn't really me. So anyway, I've come and gone from multiple jobs, so I had multiple interviews to experience that. And when you spoke with me about that, I felt I came to a point in my life of really, and it's been years. It's been a long, long road, but it's been years of really kind of doing everything Q has shared with us, and really identifying with the light. We are the light. We are fractals of light here. So the state of being, when I started to recognize that previous years of my life and wondering, well, when I go to this coffee shop, the people are just so grumpy or whatnot. And I just started to almost play with it and just stopped participating with those stores. So in little ways, I'd test it and test it and felt myself getting lighter and lighter, less stressed, and highly sensitive as you are as well, can feel everything. So it can be a superpower and it could be a difficulty if not known how to manage it. So I learned over the years how to manage it. I still don't manage it sometimes, but managing it became activated in me to realize I'm just slipping away from people, even though I'd have friends, groups of friends. I love them, good people, all of that. But I just felt uncomfortable around them because of whatever their choices or whatever they were choosing. It just didn't match my frequency, although I didn't know those were the words at the
Right.
time, so it's been a study of doing it. And it's quite simply, it is what Q says, go within. What does that mean? That's the trickier part, is how to do that. But it's been a study of observing myself. I just became very quiet. I really became essentially energetically living in a cave. And then, but I wanted to come out of my cave because I wanted to play. I want to play. Where are the people? Well, we're finding our people. You heard them all today on the radio. It's so exciting. So yeah, so I learned to protect it because it's a rare, It's rare. And now we know so much more about that. But I'll just end it on this. The carrot at the end of my stick is inner peace. So that's my highway. I go down the highway to inner peace. I've gotten off the highway so many times, meandering lost in neighborhoods. And now it's really just, I'll pop off and, oh, I forgot. I'm off the highway. I'm not in my neighborhood. So I get back on, go back into my state of inner peace. It's really incredible.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. And just excuse me, the way that you're just able to just you it's like the Bunsen burner, right? And the flint. Do y'all remember in chemistry class in school with that? And I'm like, what is the name of that thing that we would spark? We're sparking each other. The flint. We're sparking that fire within each other. That's always been there. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I have to throw this in really quick. Zosha, Mountain Man Mike. What's up with these men and their harmonics? He's got some great harmonics too.
Exactly. The whole day has been synchronistic and Robin show, Q show and callers and very interesting. It's so fun to be in synchronicity and see what a coincidence all of the callers or most of the callers that called in today to the topic we wanted to speak about today.
Yes,
And yeah,
yes.
Mountain Mike, even synchronicities with aspects he shared. I'm from a military family as well.
Wow,
And
wow.
you and I have both discussed strong connections with France. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Yes,
All
yes.
coming together.
And Zosha, do you know when Mountain Man Mike said, "Well, you have this," he said to Robin, "you have this, pull to Ra. I bet you're one of Ra's daughters. I bet you I'm one of I bet you we Ra. I have such a connection with Ra. A Q, of course, you know, I mean, I think of them both as the same, one and the same, because they are. I don't know that I just had a like a zinger, you know, I told you, like I get zingers. I have so the way that I feel, I don't get heart chills per se, but I get like all this heat. I get heat moving. Heat moves within me, and like a heart, like a light zinger, like a flash of light. So, when he said that, I had a zinger. I thought that was really cool, but
Isn't it beautiful when you start to really trust your knowing and it's just a feeling and no one else could necessarily know it, but you know when you know. And this year has been really interesting. I know we've talked about this too, about peeling off that mind energy that tells you, oh, so crazy. How can anything like this be real? You know, at least for me, going through the year of just putting all that stuff to the side, when you know, when you really go within and quiet, and I know we're speaking to the choir, in that
Yes.
quiet space, you just know, you just feel it without doubt, without deliberation. It takes a while to get rid of that doubt, but it's just really living from outside of here. That's what's helped me, living from outside of here, living from the perspective of the light. And it's incredible. So there's so much in there, Lauren, with what you shared.
Well, let's unpack it. Let's unpack it. Which is going to bring me to the topic that I wanted to talk about today. And just so the listeners know, like we're just feeling this out. I mean, we could have one topic and then it could go to something completely different. And that's perfect because, you know, I have these notes here, but I can just throw them on the floor. It's really easy.
Can I
So
add to that, Lauren?
please.
Just real quick, just right, we spoke about what is it like to live from the heart? How are you from living from the heart? And you had shared the sometimes stress, right, of maybe having to perform or prepare a show.
Yes,
And what is that
yes.
like? You discussed it at the beginning. But when we're in our heart, right, it's just spontaneous. You just pick up and chat on anything. It could bounce around like a pinball machine. But when it's from the heart, it's source. Oh, let me just read and then go back
Yeah.
to you. I was reading For the People last night in the article, Know Your Light, and they state, if you don't live from your heart, you're choosing darkness on some level. And then they add, to thrive in peace, a being of light must connect with their true frequency within the heart center to access their own source light and flow in harmony with the ascending light of our Creator. Just flowing. Right? We're in our heart, we're in that space, we're in the light. So back to you.
Yeah. Oh no, that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Well, like we were talking about the other day, like yeah, I gave the analogy of, going from the mind to living in the presence, living in your heart. It's kind of like, when I was a kid, I was always outside playing, roller skating on, building forts, just having fun. And I would, had the 10-speed bike, and you got to change the gears. And I'm not knocking the mountain bikers now, but I just know for me, like, I had to change the gear, and it's been a long time. And now we're riding, or I we're learning how to ride the beach cruiser, and you just float, right? There's just
That's right. One speed.
that's one speed, the heart speed.
That's right. With power, with great power.
That's right, and I mean, literally, like, there's days when I'm just like singing and just skipping around, and I'm like, I told you this. I go out in the backyard on my patio, and it's in the morning, and I have my little chair, and I have my polka dot pajamas on and my pink fuzzy robe, and I'm sitting there in the sunshine saying commands, and I don't really care who sees me. Maybe I'll inspire them, to just let their hair down.
And that's the beauty. That's one of the most significant pieces when I started listening to Q Mermaid and Asha. When he said, it's almost like I felt he was looking at me. 'Cause I love to wake up in the morning and then I love to lie in bed. So you know all the mind energy that come with I can lay there for an hour. I'm totally content. And he said something like that, just lay in bed for extra time. I'm like, what? Looking left and looking right. Can you imagine? I've never heard that advice in my life ever.
It great.
I'm like, wow, our source is saying I could stay in bed. What, how could be better? Nothing could be better than that. But the beauty of it is why? Because whatever inspires us, it doesn't matter. Whatever inspires us helps bring us to that state of inner peace. That's
Exactly.
it. That's it. And then we go from there. Then life begins. The
That's
fabric of your
right.
creation changes.
That's right. That's right. Oh, it's so good. So this brings me to something that I want to talk about. So the past couple weeks, it was I can, and I'm sure you can too, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners can feel it too. I'm a feeler, and like you said, sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not so good. I feel when we have these time, I don't know if you want to call them timeline jumps or energy shifts. I could feel these energetic shifts. I just know it. I feel it. And the week of December 20th, there was something going on there, and I was going through several weeks of really intense isolation, loneliness. I mean, it was rough. I mean, it was rough. And I mean, because I live alone. I have my three little pups here, and beautiful family that lives near me. And but it's just me. It's just me. And things are very different when it's just you. And so I was experiencing this, and I'm like, good God, I know I am not the only one. I cannot be the only person who's going through this right now. And it was a very hard time. And so one day, and I had talked to a couple people just sharing, and because for me, I just have to get it out. I just have to express how I feel, and then once something energetically like lifts when you can just say it, I gotta release it, whether it's writing a letter or speaking it. I tend to just I'm just very hands-on, and I just say it. And so one of my sisters, she sent me a video, and it was by a gentleman that I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, talking about, what happens, what comes, what's the beauty that comes from being in this space. And I'll just say, because these are not my words, Joe Dispenza, and also Alan Watts. I was, listening to these videos, and it was just spot on. of what I was going through. Because I want to meet my twin flame. I would love to meet my, I know he's here. I'm starting to feel him. I just know it. And just to insert, we are going to talk about twin flames and sacred sexuality and all this stuff, but it's just a divine timing, and we're really just want to just be in the flow. But I'll just give you a like really quick synopsis of sacred sexuality, and it guys, it's all about being in your heart and don't think. That's pretty much, in a nutshell. It's amazing. Just how what Q says, and it's just so it's done with such grace, and it's like he knows what to share and when to share it, and it's just beautiful. So, so that will come. But anyways, back to what I was experiencing, and the reason for the topic today is, that I mean it's pretty tough. And so some of the things as I was listening to this video, I jotted it down, and I was hoping we could just, talk about it. I'm just going to read a couple things. So in solitude comes transformation. Isolation is not a punishment, but a preparation to strip away your distractions and align with your higher purpose. Solitude is the crucible in which transformation occurs. It is in those quiet, lonely moments that the depths of your soul are revealed. And looking yourself in the mirror and owning all of it while having great compassion and love for yourself. It is in this solitude that you are given the gift of introspection, or we could say going within to our hearts. You are called to look within and face your fears, your doubts, and your shadows. It is in these quiet moments that the depths of your soul will be revealed. And it's like there's nowhere you can go, right? You can't run to the TV, you can't run to read a book, you can't run to listen to a YouTube video. It's like the only way out is in. And but it not saying that it's easy, but it serves a purpose. And so this video, so sorry, Zosha, what do you, did anything come up for you just by me sharing that?
Yes, many
All
things
right.
came up. It's
Okay.
the last part you just shared. It's you can't get away from the truth, right? As Q has shared so many times, what's the truth? It's that inner knowing. We all know it. We all feel it. I feel a caller earlier said the only regrets they had is when they didn't follow their intuition, that inner knowing. We know on a deep level, we know, and it's there. So we can't keep hiding from it. And I just speak from my own experience. Even coming to this movement, I'm like, okay, I've got three relationships left to have to deal with. They're out of sync, they're out of frequency. Had to unload the mind programming about the labels or the obligations. We've talked about this as well, right? It's really feeling it, really feeling it. And I've had years of being in silence. I come through a self-realization, phenomenal, phenomenal, beautiful group of beings that brought me as I was searching for the truth. I knew there was something else. I knew there was something else. I had a beautiful life, beautiful kids. Everything was really well, but there was something deeper. So that long search over 20 years, pre-Q, BQ, as Corinne would say, it's that solitude. I'll say it this way. I was reading pure knowledge, true knowledge, the words of Q in other forms, the words of mermaid in other forms. And that's how I knew who they were when we met them, because the same beings were teaching go within. And it's through that process of silence that I would find there's a physicality to it that I learned. Even in, I went to India. I didn't go physically to India, but I read a lot of the beings from India. But they would talk about sometimes words, people would use words unstressing. The body goes through changes. This stuff, I'll just say it this way in my way, like the stuff has got to get out and there's a physicality to it. I worked with someone years ago who's worked with trauma. He worked with 9/11 beings from 9/11 and all over, whole range of trauma. And he said it always will manifest itself in the body, in a physical form, in some form. It's always there. He had an amazing, simple technique of removing it. And it just has to go. It goes. So it's interesting that you speak about that, the how does it manifest itself? And we just sort of watch it in a way that's, for me, being connected to my spirit, I just watch it. That's what the body's doing. That's not me. And the more I have found settling in my spirit, in myself, it actually just goes away because you just don't participate with it. It's of the matrix. Those are the word I use because those movies help me in many other shows. It's of that place, of that darkness. So when we go in, it's like you said, you go within to get out. I feel you said it that way.
Yeah, the
And then
only way that out is the only way out is in.
that's right. It's almost, I'm very visual. I don't know if you're visual. We discussed, I don't know if we discussed that, but I make images of everything, and now I realize why they would hijack us for our capabilities. So that image of going within, it is like our own bubble, our own place, our portal out of here. It's like such a strange existence being in the world. Someone used the word weird today. It's weird sometimes. And as we're feeling it, just to say, it's so exciting to hear all the other callers calling in and having experiences as well. And I had something else to say, but it's on a different topic. I mean,
Yeah.
connected to something else you said, but I want you, what do you feel about anything I just shared about it? Like, what did that spark for you?
Oh,
And what you read, what does it mean to you, what you read?
it's perfect. It's perfect. And like you said, just to tap onto that, the hardest part for me is, like you had said, that there's three relationships that are just out of sync for you, and you know it. And so the hardest part for me is like I'm a lover. I just love, and I have so much compassion, and it's been, letting those relationships, whatever form they are, letting them go. It's been a little difficult because I mean there's lots of people that I could go do stuff with, but I just it's just not what I prefer. And beautiful people, amazing people, beautiful hearts, but you start to recognize and notice that the love at this frequency that we're going, it's not transactional, it's not superficial, and it's not based on fleeting emotions. This is another what hit, this gentleman's words. It must be rooted in truth, alignment, and purpose. And so it just really, so my point is that the isolation is serving a purpose. And I'm like, I experienced, gosh, what am I doing wrong? What am I, and I just it, there's such peace. There's such peace when you get over the hump, so to speak. And there's such peace of just being in the presence and in your heart. And I don't even like so Zosha, do you mind if I share something really quick that I shared with you this week with the audience that just came to me?
Yeah, go for it.
So I was house sitting for a friend in Charleston, Sullivan's Island, Charleston, South Carolina, and it was just, it's so beautiful. I mean, I'm having coffee in the morning and looking at the Intercoastal Waterway, and 2 mornings I saw dolphins, which was just magical.
Our peeps.
our peeps, right? The mer people. And gosh, this is so interesting because I just forgot what I was gonna say.
You were talking about visiting in South Carolina. You're going to tell a story that just came to you.
This is what we do on the phone. This is
Yeah.
exactly what we do on the phone. I'm like, what?
Much
Damn it. What
saltier.
was I getting? Yeah, much saltier with, yeah.
We were talking about silence. We were talking about,
Oh, yes. So, I love Sullivan's Island. It's such a cute little town, and I went into the city to do some some research and just to feel into the city. And you know, I'm grew I was born in South Carolina. I lived there for a couple years, and then we were transferred up here for my dad's job. But I've always felt such a pull to South Carolina. And so I went into the city to do some research, and I'm just observing, right? I'm observing, I'm walking around looking at, you know, just walking around really, just being. And I couldn't hang out in the city that long, I will tell you that, because I was just like, I gotta get out of here. Whereas a couple years ago, I would have just been like, oh yeah, this is great. And don't get me wrong, I mean, there are, you know, it's beautiful, but I was pulled back to Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms. I tried to go to Kiowa, but they wouldn't let me in at the gate, and Seabrook. And I immediately, and I know there's some, you know, elites that live out in that area. And I sat there and I said to myself, and beautiful people at the front gate, but, you know, they're just doing their job. But I was like, these people think they own this land. You know, I can't get back here. I asked the man, I said, sir, if I wanted to see how I like this area, what would you recommend on steps forward on how to get actually get in there? And he was like, well, you could go online or you could get a real estate agent. And I'm just sitting there kind of smiling internally. You know, it's just, it's
Do the funny
hilarious.
handshake.
I'm like, well, have a great day. And so, but I noticed that I was quite content just actually going back to the house and being with the animals and just being, and just such gratitude for, you know, where I was and the beauty and the peace, and I just felt so complete. And you know, we talked a couple of times when I was there, was down there. And so that kind of lies into, you know, just the things that we could do before, you can't really do now, because it just, you know, you get sick. It just hurts. You can feel it. And yeah, anything that came up for
Yeah,
you?
the full it's the for what how I overlaid what you shared, the fullness of being within. It's the fullness of all that is. All that is, all universal knowledge is within us. We are the spirit. We're touching into that. It's full. What else outside of us could ever even come halfway near that? Right? That's why I feel, because I was in Charleston as well. You can see the systems. I was in New York City recently. I haven't been there in years. You could see the systems, and it's so weird. It's, you could feel, as you said, people were all starting to recognize, right? You could feel the people. You could feel people can be nice. That's such a trap. Such a trap. Love and light, like you says, but the niceness disarmed me for such a long time, right? But going within, there's nothing. Nothing like it. That's, I feel what you're expressing is there's contentment with yourself. And what's interesting is it kind of connects for me, and we've tapped on this about the twin flames. How can that conversation be fully what it is until we truly know ourselves, until we're living from that space? We can talk about it. We do. It's amazing, right? We keep growing, but all the bits that are shared, all the
That's
knowledge is shared, helps us grow more and more. And you feel it with all the callers coming in and people experiencing things. I'm like, yay, because we're just getting closer to these other conversations that we're all really desperate for, right? Aren't we desperate to be nourished and loved? Don't we just want to be loved for who we truly are? But I realized for me, until I know who I am, until I love myself, I couldn't say that until, you
exactly.
know, years ago. I actually love myself. And then that helped me strengthen myself, hold my boundaries. I'd get out of sync, I'd get off the highway again, but right back on. It's like, we're like, I feel like we're like military. I have family in the military, so I very much connect to the boot camp aspect. And we just get back on. So that mind energy that just keeps wanting to keep us down. No. You know, I shared, and I won't say it, but I'll rhyme the word. My favorite mantra was duck it. Because you just get to a certain point, don't you just get so sick of the noise in your head?
Oh, yeah.
And then that can go. That's the beauty of where we're at now. We have so many tools to help us. We didn't know the terrain. We didn't know the war we were in.
That's
And
right.
how cool to hear Q mention they've taken out so many clones and him describe it. What an honor to receive the truth. You know, what an honor to be here with you and all of you.
Yes, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Lauren, can I share one piece?
Please.
When you were talking about the podcasting and when I shared the dream that I had, then the show came to me and it's two sisters and they are speaking about sexuality and relationships. You can't make this up, the synchronicity of it. I'm like, it okay, they did it in a more cruder way, which we're not interested in that, but it was funny. I'm like, wow, just I know everyone else marvels at the synchronicities that come our way. So being with you here today, just to add to the piece when I had the dream about the radio show. Sorry, I bounced way back to the beginning.
No, I
The
love
dream
it.
about the radio show, I was so proud of you for doing something. I'm like, that stresses me out. Doesn't really feel like the time for me. And on my own, I'm doing commands for guidance and my steps forward. We all know we have a place here, obviously. I didn't know what it looked like. And then you were talking about your show and you know, it just all came together. And then when you ask, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been asking for a sign. And it just felt right, didn't it? It just felt like, of course, this is the way it's going, how we're connecting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh gosh.
But jump to go back to where we left off about the, I forgot what we were talking about now. Oh, the
Oh.
fullness of going within and what you shared in South Carolina and being comfortable with yourself and in your skin, isn't it? The For the People post about bravery. We don't even know all that we've been through. How amazing. We are doing this. We are here doing this. How amazing when we get to one day look back, hang out together, and like, do you see what we went through? We just love ourselves so much.
Yeah, so beautiful. And do you remember when we were talking about I hope Q, I hope wink wink, I hope Q can talk about this a little bit more about the homesteading as far as, when I was in Sullivan's Island, it's a beautiful, beautiful place, but you see, like you said, you see all the systems in place, right? Like we see how it's all set up, and I'm like, good gracious, we got a big knot to tease out here. How in the world are we going to create, our homesteads and all these systems are in place? And, I looked at the Dolores Cannon video and she's talking about how the two earths split and I'm piecing things together. And, I'm wondering, I'm just wondering how it's all going to come together. I know I was talking to some people, and they were like, "Oh, I hope Q talks about this because we just want to hear a little bit more on, we're asking, we're thirsty for the knowledge because we feel it, right?"
Oh yeah, it's that to me, it's that outside of here space. Maybe it's Ron Amatron uses the new earth energies and frequencies. There's so many different ways to say it, I guess, but I agree. I felt like I've had a foot on each raft a while ago. It's like feeling that inner peace and that outside of here, but then also you're in the world. It's like, wait, how does that gonna work? You know, that back and forth, but I feel like I still have questions about that, so it is a great question. And you, I know you've read Anastasia, and as you know, when you read Ra through Anastasia, you feel it, and there's no synchronicity, no mistake in a synchronicity there. You
Oh,
know, that
absolutely.
started in Russia early, and Russia was the only country that welcomed Q and Mermaid as EBE and Errol. So it's interesting. Of course, they're probably going to start first there. So, if those earths split, what do you feel about this in the Dolores Cannon image? When those earths split, that new earth feels a little empty at the moment.
Right.
So, do we all arrive there and start repioneering this place?
Well, she said, so Dolores Cannon says, there will be, But there will be, it'll happen in an instant, and there will be the crowd that, oh, we made it, we did it, we did it. And then there's the other crowd that's like, oh, gee, they died believing that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but I
That's what
was,
she said.
that's what she said. And so that was interesting to me because, and I get, and I remember Mermaid saying, you'll know it, you'll know it. And you shared with me, Zosia, about how you felt that you experienced what that's like, and I've shared it with you too. In the times that I've experienced it, it's like you're, I don't even know how to put it into words, right? Like of what it, what it feels like. But, I would love to know more because it's just like you look at all these systems here, and we're like, we got a mess here, but I feel like the Anastasia books, I've read all of them and I'm going to read them again. I feel like, okay, these books are for the new earth, but we're reading about them now. So we can envision and we're co-creating. In the Anastasia book, it talks about, it's the Vedic civilization that, I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. I apologize if I get the words wrong, but how they had a day where they would, in the town, they would meet with, quote, God, and let's co-create. What do we want to co-create together? And, so they want to co-create with us, right? Because they are, we're all connected. But then the pre, all the religious, came in and, oh, you need to build this temple and that temple, and you need to do this, and you need to sing that, and it got off course. But, and then Zosia, this came to me. Remember when we were talking, and I was like, ah, our spirit, this is our homestead. Like you and I, like each one of us, we have our own homestead, so to speak. And and that also goes in with, the twin flames and all of that. So it's so beautiful how it's all coming together. And there's times when I'm like, gosh, I wish I could get more and know more. And I get a little, Q knows. I get a little saucy with him. I talk to him. He knows. Oh, he so knows. I'm like, Q, I'm pissed at you today. And I'm gonna talk to him. He knows.
I'm just more needy.
Oh yeah,
I don't get angry. I'm just needy.
I'll be like, all right, yeah, I know I'm being a pain in the ass today, but I kind of need some assistance. Can you please help me? So he so knows. It's just.
He's outside of here, but we don't see like the stuff around that could have clubs going at us and all of that. It's a much bigger scene, right? He has the lay live glasses type thing. We can't see it all, so it's that unconditional love. It just exudes from them.
Yes,
You get to be
absolutely.
yourself. You get to be yourself.
Isn't it a breath of fresh air to be able to be ourselves?
We get to be ourselves and keep going within and still doing the work of unloading what isn't ours, the duping of real think feeling things were myself and they weren't. It's just amazing when you unload that baggage, right?
Oh,
It's
yeah.
really a stripping down, almost what you described in South Carolina, being fulfilled by yourself. It's really just stripping down, going down the highway and throwing your clothes, not literally, but your energetic stuff out the window. And you just keep going, you keep going. It's really this, it's almost raw in a way, but fulfilled from the heart. It's just presence. It makes me cry really in many occasions, as you've heard when I call in, because the immensity of the love of what's going on.
Yes, I know, and I think I shared with you on last Saturday. I was listening to the Q shows on my phone, and I was driving around. Was at the beach. I was walking on the beach, and it was just I don't know. It just felt so good. I'm a water person. I just love the water. So I'm gonna. I love the mountains, but I also love the ocean. So it'll be interesting how it all unfolds. And Zosha, is there anything that we're at the close here? Is there anything that you would like to say before we close?
Wow, that's already been an hour. It went so fast. So I just, again, just love to be in your presence, with your presence. And I truly mean that. And so many others of our family and friends out there, whenever someone calls in, it feels like family member. So it's so cool of all of our different natures. And it's just so exciting. The highlight for me for even over a year ago was just, when are we getting together? When are we having that bonfire? And
I'll
just
bring the
be and
s'mores.
exactly. I'll bring the questions. I don't know if that's programmed in me or natural, but I've always had questions. I love figuring things out. Not with mind energy, heart energy, sorting. I'm always sorting. But I'm just so happy to be here with you. Don't you just feel it? Don't you just feel it all getting closer?
Oh, I do. I do. And I am just so grateful that we can play together and that that we're doing it. And
1 minute.
I feel like it's that's a wrap. And thank you so much. And I love
Excited to
you.
play with you all. Love you. Thank you, Kieran Mermaid.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh, and thank you to all of our guardians. Deep,
Yes.
deep love.
Yes. That's right. That's right. All right, that's a wrap.
Thank you.